Arif Ismail. And any bird that is not a member of the 24 species, so is not an Iftomi, is an Iftoya. Is an Iftoya. So Rashi, so that's why Rashi says here, Nesha, who's Kabit Nei? Vidonim bin Aviman. The man is a miyuche de ile yechon miklasimonim alolu vitome. Af kol shein le yechon miklasimonim alolu mineshahu vitome. So we raise the question, why does Rashi have to say mineshahu? Let him say, af kol shein le yechon miklasimonim alolu tome. The Rashi would say like that. But Rashi Shita is that only the 24 spelled out, only the 24 spelled out by the Torah Atmei, and those are not spelled out by the Torah Atmei. So we cannot say that any, if a certain bird does not possess even one of the Simone Tare, so then it is Tomei. How is it Tomei? It couldn't be in the other 23, a member of the other 23 species. Because the other 23, so either they have one simonitare, or they have two simonitare, or they have three simonitare. So Nesher is the only one species spelled out by the Torah that does not possess even one simonitare. So Mimele, and since Rashi Shita is that there is no Eif Tome other than the 24 species, so obviously if we find a bird that does not have even one simentare and it's Tomei, and it couldn't be Tomei and not be a member of the 24 species, so obviously it must be a member of the Nesha species. Alright. Mi Nesha will be Tomei. Avaleiv sheyesh b'yachod mikoleilu toyer. So if an Eif is just one simentare, so it's toy. In other words, so how many simonitare would we have? Altogether four. Three organic and one functional. So I believe she yesh boy echod mikoleilu toy. Vikolshken shnai mushleisho oikulo. Chut. Now, so then the question arises, if there is a halach, we learn out from Nesha that if an Eif has just one simonitare, it's toyer. So Allah has come with Hamo if it has two simonitare. But there are a number of birds in the list mentioned that have two or three. Erev has two simonitare. Raven. I mean, it's not so certain that Erev is a raven, but according to many of the Shemim, Erev is a raven, what we call raven. And the Rosh Yodom certainly Erev is raven. I mean, this is how it is translated. Of course, every bird mentioned in the Torah, you look up in the translations, on Tino and the other translations, so there's a name for it, but these names are totally unreliable. Totally unreliable. You don't know, I mean, what these birds are in English, let's say. But Erev, so according to most Rishonim, is what is called in English raven. Erev, whatever Erev is, whether it's a raven or not, so the Gemara says that it has two simonitare, and then they are birds that have three simonitare, according to many Rishonim, not according to all Rishonim. Birds in the species mentioned, belonging to the species, to the Chavdalet meaning, spelled out in the Torah that have three simonitare, and still it's Tomei. So in other words, so that's an exception. So in other words, according to Rashi, there are two halachas. There is one halacha that, well, I mean, that's a halacha pshuta, that all those species spelled out by the Torah in Shmini and Rei Atmei, regardless whether they have simonitare or not, these are named because they are spelled out by the Torah as Tefis Mei. But then there is another aloche that if any bird that is not spelled out by the Torah, has one simentare, then it is Toya. But if it doesn't have even one simentare, then it's Tomei, even though it's not spelled out by the Torah. But then, so if Rashi had agreed to the sheet of the Rashba, so he could understand. So he could understand the two halachas. Because according to the Rashba, they are, if it's name other than the species spelled out of the Torah. But according to Rashi, they are no if it's name other than the species spelled out by the Torah. So Mimele, so what's the significance of this being enough? The man is Shami Yuchet. So what does it mean? So some final analysis, according to Rashi Shite, there is just one halacha. That if his name are the 24 species spelled out by the Torah, one of these 24 species is Nesha, eagle. That's one of the 24 species. So what's the purpose of this being enough? What's the purpose of it? So Bishleimi Rashi had agreed with the sheet of the Rashbo that there are other species that are made, not spelled out by the Torah. Then we could understand the purpose, the significance of the being enough. In other words, if we find the bird that does not have even one cementare, like Nesher, so even though it's not spelled out, it's not mentioned in the list, it's still coming. But according to Rashi, there are no Ephes Tmeim. There are no Ephes Tmeim that not spelled out, not mentioned in the list. So only those that mentioned in the list. So as far as the list is concerned, what do we need Roshes? What do we need Roshes? We have the list. What do we need Roshes? So the answer is, Rashi emphasizes, that means Alpidin needs to be considered as belonging to Minesha, to the species of Nesha. But it's not an eagle, it's something else. But Alpidin, it's considered to belong to the Minesha. So that's the purpose. If without that Roshe, so then I would say that if we find the bird that does not have even one of the Simone Tare, so it should be Toya. Because after all, it's not mentioned in the, it's not one of the 24 species. And an eagle, it isn't, it doesn't look like an eagle. It doesn't look like an eagle at all. So Mehichatei said that it should be Toya, so it would be Toya if not for the Binyanav. But the Binyanav tells us, no. That if a certain bird, so he does not possess even one cementare, it's dayreis and it has no crop, and the cocoon is not niklav, and he doesn't have an extra toe, so then the binaf tells us, and he doesn't look like any of the 24 species, so the binaf tells us alpidin. It is to be considered like Minesha. But only because of this Roshe. If we didn't have that Roshe, we wouldn't consider it as a Minesha. So in other words, the Roshe tells us that any bird that does not possess even one cementare, Alpidin is a member of the Nesha species. Alpidin is a member of the Nesha species. I'm sure that since Alpidin is a member of the Nesha species, so there probably has other characteristics that are in common with the Eve. But that's not our affair. I mean, this is what the Drosha tells us. But of course, according to the Rashbo, it's much simpler. So in other words, so the Drosha tells us that even another species of birds that is not spelled out by the Torah, so it's also Tomei if it does not possess even one cementar. Alright. Avo if she is by Echod Mikoleilu Toya, because the time is late, she or Yukulam, Chutz me if it's unforoshi, be parashi. She says a kotzefu, she avo if she is by cementare, kid commonly come on, even if it has three cementare, it's still Tomei. So in other words, so even in final analysis, even according to Rashi, we have two types of Eves Tmeim. One type of Eves Tmeim is because it's spelled out by the Torah. If it's Peres, if it's Ozniyo, if it's an Erev, if it's an Eitz. You know, I mean, all these, let's say, a hawk is an Eves Tmeim. Why? Because a hawk is mentioned in the list, in Shmini. And ending in re. And then we have another aloche. We have another aloche that even if it is not spelled out, but if it does not possess even one cementare, it's also tame. All right. Shavu pishayish ben cementare kedom kamot mei vay af loymar be lomineshe deineiv tomi boelom. Again, Rashi spells it out. Elochov daled amulim kam uchiditanya likamo. So, but the Rashi is chelik on the Rashi. Uvahana chov daled amrinon v'yizbeu b'chule simoni tare chutz min aneshem. Chutz aneshem. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Toner efchi eif abo b'simenech otoy l'vishenidei malineshem dilles leklalud leteicha hoyiket yisleicha teicha." So Rav Chiya says that if a bird has one cementare, so it's toy. Why? Because it's not dumyed, it's not deimed to nesha, because in nesha an eagle has no cementare. Has no cementare. So only if a bird has no cementare. But if it has one, so it's toy. So that's a drosh. So you more as a kashe v'lila v'mikeri from the turtle doves. Materi, that's it, an iftoy. Materi, the kekula abo. Afochaname adi kekula abo. Why do you learn out from it being enough? From Nesher, that only Nesher, that has no simonitar, is done. But if it has one simonitar, even though it does not have the other simonitar, so it's toy, except if it is one of the meanings spelled out explicitly by the Torah, so. Let's learn out from Teirim. Teirim is in Toya, they are only Kobones. And Teirim have all the four simonitare. So let us learn out that only if a bird has all the four, but if it does not have all the four, even though it's not one of the meaning explicitly spelled out, so then it should be Tomi. So the Gemara answers, "Im kein shorif es meim," because Rachmona lomali, because among the 24 species called out by the Torah, so there isn't even one that has all the four simonitar. They are according to many Rishonim, according to the Tirsus Hagenim, and the Tirsus of Rashi, Teisves. So they are a number of birds of species mentioned in the Torah that have three simonitar. But four simonitar, there isn't even one species in the 24. So if we were to assume that only a bird that has all the four simonitar is Torah, so why did the Torah have to spell out 24 species? All the 24. So there isn't even one in the 24 that has all the four simonitar. So Mimele, without spelling it out, I would know that it's Tomei because of that Biyav. So that's a raya, since the Torah did spell out all these Eifes, and not one even has all the four simonitar. So it's a raya that if the Torah had not spelled out, I would consider them Toya. Why? Because many of those spelled out by the Torah many of those spelled out by the Torah have one or two or three and so on. Im kein shorif es meim, because Rachmana lomali. Alright. So mimele we cannot learn out, from Teirim. But we do learn out from Teirim. What do we learn out from Teirim? Ligabi Kobonis. So in other words, but the Braise did mention a Binyanav in connection with Teirim as well. Because the Braise mentioned Manesham Yuchashim Ezbe Yisir of Ezekiel in Kovani Kovani Teirim Zveichel Tomei Avkol Kayetzebe Tomei Teirim Shish Lezbe Yisir of Ezekiel in Kovani Kovani Teirim Zveichel in Teirim Avkol Kayetzebe in Teirim. So we have it Roshe Zelum Azeh Zulum Azu we have. The answer is that we have two droshes. We have one droshe vis-a-vis achile. So vis-a-vis achile, so how many simonitare do we require? Only one. Except if it's spelled out in the list So then, even though it has one, even though it has two, even though it has three simoni tare, it's still osir. But if it's not spelled out, so we only need one simon tare to be mutabachile. And then that's the drosha of nesha. And then we have the binyanav from tailing ligabi korbanis. That in other words, in order to be holy korban, so the bird must have all the four simoni tare. So with one simon tare, it is whole. It is raw leachile. It is toya legabe achile, but it's not toya legabe akoves korban unless it has all the four simon tare. So each drosha, each binyanav has its own purpose. Ah, now the Gemara says, "Kashe v'neilach minaye ma'o som tlote v'lo yachlinon af kol tlote v'lo neichal v'kolchkin trei v'chad." Now, there are many species spelled out in the list, in Shmini and Rei, that have three simonim, so let us learn out, Ibn Matzino, that just as these, meaning, whatever they are, let's say a talif, or nates, whatever they are, they have three simonitare. And still they are osir v'achile. So let us learn out in Roshe that anything that has only three simoni tare is still an iftomi l'achile. Why don't we learn out? V'neilach minayim ma'os et plotel lo'yachdinon af kol plotel lo'yneichol v'kolch k'ntrei l'chad. Naturally, if we learn out from the meaning that are spelled out as mei and which have three simoni tare. Three simoni tare, so that if a bird has even three simoni tare, not four, so it's tomei. So certainly, if it has only two or one, it's certainly tomei. So the Gemara says, imkei neir because rachmona lomali, hash visli tlotel leachlinon visli treimi boye. If the kavanas are possible in spelling out certain species of birds that have three simoni tare. Had been to advise us that anything analogous to these species that have even three simoni tare, but not all four. So, atmein, so why did the Torah have to spell out Erev, Erev? The Kabbalah is that it has only two simoni tare. And Peres Vosni, or the Kabbalah is that it has only one simoni tare. So why? So it's superfluous for the Torah to spell out Erev is Osabachile. If there is a drosha from the Eba Mamatzinu, a Binyanav, from the meaning that has three simoni tare, that anything that has three, only three, not four, is domei, so it's not necessary for the Torah to spell out the Teirev that has only two, or Paras Nozni, or has only one simoni tare, is domei. It's a kalchima of logic. So the fact that the Torah spelled out Erev and Peres Vosnio indicates that there is no such binyanav that from the meaning that have three, that any bird that has three simoni tare is still top. Hashli islei totlechnen islei tremi boy. Now the Gemara says kashe vileilat meire. Let us learn how to binyanav from meire. Ma osom treiloi afkol treiloi. Let us learn how to be enough from Erev, just as Erev has two simoni tare. So, and still it's tomei. So any bird that has only two is tomei. So then the Gemara answers, no, we couldn't say that the Kavone Sator, in mentioning Erev, had been to teach us, to advise us, that anything like Erev, two simoni tare, is tomei. So then, if that had been the Kavone Sator in mentioning Erev, why did the Torah, after mentioning Erev, mention Peres Vosnoy also? Now the Kabbalah is that Peres Vosnoy has only one simon tare. In Kim Peres Vosnoy, because Rachmon Elomali, Hash Visle Treilu Yachlinon, Visle Chad Mibai. Alright. So now the Gemara says, Kashe, we need Ma, Mi Peres Vosnoy. So let us learn out from Peres Vosnoy. Peres Vosnoy, the Kabbalah is that it has one simon tare. That anything that has just one and no more is tomei. Any bird not explicitly spelled out in the list and that has only one is tomei. He's done me dumb yet the Paris was near. So the Gemara says, no, im kinesha li kosev rachmon alomali, hashli dis lechad leachlinon, viles lekal mi boy. So if the Kavones HaTorah in spelling out Paris Vyoznio, whichever only one Simentare had been to teach us that one Simentare is Tomei, one, if it's one Simentare only, so it's Tomei, so then the Torah wouldn't have to spell out Nesha. Nesha doesn't have even one. If the Torah had already implied through the Droshe of the Binyanav that even with one it's Tomei, El Chaskama Vechamo Nesha, that does not even have one Simentare. So the fact that the Torah spelled out Nesha that does not have even one, so that indicates herein the Torah advised us that only something like Nesha that does not have even one Simentare is Tomei. But if a bird not spelled out explicitly in the Torah has one Simentare, it's Tomei, except if it is spelled out. So then it's Tomei because it's spelled out. So that's this maskona ligamar. Im kinesh kusachmon romeli hash li isle chad lachlin les li pal mekoye elu nesh les li pal hud li teicha hodi isle chad ochi vele taim is now digamar ase kashi vele taim medikos vrachmon nesh ho la voche hava mine leilev mi peres veozni o. But if the Torah had not spelled out nesha that it's tomei, suppose the Torah would have omitted nesha, then I would have learned out from Paris Vosnio that anything that has only one Simentare is Tomei. Then I would say that there is that a bird that has only one Simentare is Tomei. How could I say, even if Nesher had not been spelled out, how could I learn out from Paris Vosnio that one Simentare is Tomei? But Paris has one and Osnio has one. So shneik suma boim kechod veimilamdim, and what does it mean? So maybe we couldn't learn out that it's tomei. On the contrary, it should be toya, because why does the Torah have to mention both species, peres and osnio? Havli peres vodne shneik suma boim kechod shneik suma kechod veimilamdim. So how could I learn out even without nesha being mentioned? One second, please. Let me go over here. Even without nesha, how could I learn out? That from Paris Vyoznio that one Simentare is Tomei? After all, if Nesher hadn't been mentioned, so Paris and Osnio would be two Ksuvim, each one having only one Simen. And so how could the Kavones HaTorah be that with one Simen it's Tomei? If with one Simen it's Tomei, so the Torah should have mentioned just Paris by itself or Osnio by itself, not Paris and Osnio together. So the Gemara says, no, that Paris Vyoznio, if Nesha hadn't been mentioned by the Torah, so then I could learn out from Paris Vyoznio that with one Simentare it's Tomei. And I wouldn't say that Paris Vyoznio themselves are Shnei Ksuvim, because Paris Vyoznio, each one of the two has a Simentare, but they do not possess the same Simentare. So in other words, let's say the four Simentare A, B, C, and D. So Perez possesses Simen A, and Osnio possesses Simentare B. Let's say A might be Kukovone Niklav, and B might be Zefet. So in other words, I'm saying it there, Dimien. So Dach Moshe. So Mimele, it's not Shnik Suvim Aboim Kechot. So Gmira Dike Bahai Leke Bahai U Dike Bahai Leke Bahai. So true that Paris has only one Simentare and Osnio, but it's not the same Simentare. So Mer de Naudi Moras and Alakash Mer de Eschim Varboi Fest Meim Hav Iyev Shad Echad Dike Behanach Leke Behan Vihav Leshnik Sum Varboim Keachot. So Gmira says Gmira Eschim Varboi Fest Meim Hav Varbo Simonim Klote Hatre Bichule. That's the Gersa Sagini. And that's the Gersa of Rashi and Teisus. So, Varbo Simoni. Klote Hatre Bichule. Eschimihem Shleisho Shleisho. Utrebeire. So, 20 of them. So, 20 species spelled out explicitly by the Torah. So each one of them, according to the Gersis Agenim, according to Rashi's Gersis, according to Tesis Gersis, so all together we have 24 species. I mean, if you count them up, so you'll find less than 24. But for the Gemara is Marbe from Limine, extra species. So in other words, the Ireif, and the Limine of the Ireif. So all together with the Droshes of the Limine, we have 24. So 20 species. So each one of the 20 species spelled out by the Torah has three simonetar, and still it's Tomei, because the Torah says so. And then, so, klote atre bechul esri mehem shleisho shleisho. And then, utrei beire, and the Erev possesses two simon. Utrei beire. And then, one simon, Tyre is possessed by Peres. One simon is possessed by Osnio. But, it's not the same simon. The not the same cementaria that is possessed by Peres is possessed by Osnio. So had be Peres, had be Osnio. The is a behol, less a behol. So memele, it's not shnei tzug na boim ger. Mauri teime leilaf minei, kosel rachmone nesher. Nesher, so if the Torah hadn't said nesher, I hadn't mentioned nesher, then I could learn out from Peres Vosnio. And Peres Vosnio wouldn't be shnei tzug na boim ger. But now that the Torah, so if the Torah hadn't mentioned Nesher, I would learn out from Peres Vosnio that if a bird has only one cementare, it's Dome. But now that the Torah spelled out Nesher, so the Droshe is that even if it has just one cementare, it's Doya. Unless it is spelled out by the Torah, so then it doesn't matter how many simonetare it has. Says, Ma'otei merli v'kod rachmona Nesher, Nesher lesli klaud leteicha. Now the Gemara comes. So in other words, so we have it Roshe from Nesher that if a certain bird is not spelled out by the Torah, so then it is, and it has one cementare only, so it's Torah. So what's the significance of the purpose of the Binyana from Teirin? Teirin has all the four cementare. Teirin because Rachmon Elomeli, Omaravuprebachomeli Kom. Likom, in other words, in order to be considered toya likom, so a bird must have four simonetar. Omer Rav Nachman. So now Rav Nachman says. Now, so this is the Girsah again, but there is the Girsah of the Balamoya mentions, and the other Rishonim mentioned the shite of Rabbi Meishe bar Rabbi Yisid, and it seems many Rishonim agree with that shite of Rav Meishe bar Rabbi Yisid. So first of all, they are not geres. Ma'osom plote velo yachlinon, they are not geres. Because if we are geres, ma'osom plote velo yachlinon. So that implies that they are species spelled out explicitly by the Torah that have as many as three simonetare. They are not geres that. And then here, when so, they are not geres, close. Hadre bichule, but lose ise bichule. Es lose ise bichule. They are geris. They're not geris. Lose hadre bichule esri mehem. Shleisho. So esri mehem. So shloshe ise be esri mehem. They are geris. In other words, that's the shita of Rav Meishe bar Rav Yisik. So according to Rav Meishe bar Rav Yisik, the Gemara is saying that of the 24 species spelled out by the Torah as Eifes Tnei'im, so 20 species have just one cementar, not three. They are not there, is that there are three. In 20 species of those spelled out in the Torah have three cementar. But the 20 species of those species spelled out in the Torah have just one cementar. But one of the 20 has one kind of semen, I mean, and then the other kind of semen. So 20 have just one cementare, and the Erev has two simonetare. And Peres V'Osnio also have just one cementare. Now, one of the two, either Peres or Osnio, has the same cementare that is possessed by one of the 20 or by a few of the 20, and one of Peres of Vosnia, it's not known, has a new Simen Tare that is not possessed by the 20. By any one of the 20 species. Alright. This is the Shite of Rav Reb Meshi Bar Yehi. Omer Rav Nachman. Hoyo boki bohenu vishmiseya. Eif abo bisimonecho toye. Now, if you want to see the Shita of Rav Reb Meshi Bar Yehi, so you go over the reef. I mean, not the reef. The reef doesn't mention, but the Roa Moyer on the reef. Now you should go over the reef, but then the Ran on the reef. The Ran on the reef mentions all the Shittes Rishenim. And then, of course, the Balamoya mentions the Girse and the Shite of Harav Reb Meshi Bar Reb Yehi on this Gemara. I mean, so without going over the Ran, you couldn't really know the various Shittes Rishenim on it. And he says, at the end he says, Elohikra shall dvori, dafrofale from the beis, kmo shepire sharav rameyse barab yeisev zal, dafrofale from the beis, she eschim ve'arba haifes amurim b'teiro kach nechlokim nismaneyem, le eschim mehen, yeisim anechot shal tare b'gufe, v'kulom deyosi, v'oeiriv gamkin deyreis, v'yeish leish zimonim b'gufe, v'heim etzba yiseiro, v'kul kevin nikla, Shekvo botko esei umotzuleke. Alright, so that's the shite. I mean, so in other words, according to, we have two gersois. According to our gersois, that's the gersois again, the gersois of Rashi and Teisves, so the 20 species spelled out in the Torah possess three simonitare. According to the gersois and the shite of Rav Meshi Bar Reb Yehi, which is probably the shite of most Rishenim. You see, of most Rishenim. So the 20 species have only one simen tare. Some have one simen, and in other words, and they are all deiris according to Rav Reb Meshi Bar Reb Yehi. So 20 species have one of the simonitare bigufon. Because why we have four simonitare, but there are three simonitare that are organic simonitare bigufon, and there is one simonitare in the deiris which is a functional simonitare. So according to Rav Reb Meshi Bar Reb Yehi, the 20 species have in totality they possess all the three simonitare bigufon, but some of them possess the cementare of Kokoban and Niklav, some of them possess the cementare of Ezbayisera, some of them possess the cementare of Zefek, it has a kvap. So, but only one cementare. And they are all deiris. They are all deiris. Now, according to Teisves, and especially Shittes Rabbeinu Tam spells it out, I mean, that's Teisves Shite. So that Teisves says the Girse Sagenim, our Girse. So that means that 20 species have three simonitare, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is one strange thing. They have three simonitare, so what Rabbeinu Tam says that among the simonitare is any deiris. Among the simonitare is any deiris, and that's very strange because the birds spelled out by the Torah, if it is what they are understood to mean, let's say, so they are all birds of prey. They are all ifis adeiris. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, so the 20 species spelled out by the Torah that have three simonitare, so the three simonitare consist of two organic simonim and the functional simonim. And then Peres Rosnio, so Peres has one simen and Osnio has one simen. So one of the two has the simen of any day race, has the simen of any day race, and the other one is a day race, but it has one of the organic simen. Which one, we don't know. That's Rabbi Tamshik. But according to Rav Meshi Barab Yosef, so the 20 species, so they only, each one of the 20 species has only one cimentare. And that one cimentare, each one of the 20 species that is a cimentare is a day race. And the cimentare that each one of the 20 species has is an organic cimentare. But they are all theirs. All right. They're all theirs. Now, Omar Nachman. If a bob is an expert in the birds and he knows which is Paris, which is Osnio, which is Erev, which is Neitz, and which is Atala influence. I mean, so if he knows the identity of all the 24 species, and then he found a new species, so if he finds one cimentare, so he can eat it. If a bob is simen echot, lo yoyo boki bohen vish meseyem is simen echot. So lo yoyo boki bohen vish meseyem. Suppose he was not a boki. So if he found something, he doesn't know what it is, the identity. So if he finds in that something new, simen echot zomei, because it could be Paris, it could be Osnio, according to Rav Meshi Barab Yosef, it could be one of the 20 species. Bishnei Simonim, but suppose he finds something, he's not an expert in birds, and he finds a bird and it has two simonitar, let's say he finds that it has Zefek and Kokovoni Nikla. There's nobody anything else. These two simonim means he finds that this new bird has, so he can eat it, as long as he is able to identify an area. Because if he's not able to identify an Erev, so this new bird that he found might be the Erev. An Erev has to simonitar. V'hu sheyak Erev. Erev isuloi, v'atanya Erev. Ze Erev, v'minei Reb Lezer Eimer lohovi es azarzir. Azarzir. Now, what we don't know, but you know, if you look for translations, so Erev is translated as a raven. Zarzir is translated as starling, bird starling. Alright, but these are totally unreliable. Omule Rebleze Avalian Shikvata Martish Biude Hoyoichlineson Mipnishloem Zefek Omole Nafina Sidin Litasadi. Tovarache Limineu Lehobis Nunis Livono. Diva Rebleze, again we don't know what Snunis Livono is. And we see that Rishayim didn't know, because Rishayim discussed it. But if you are interested in translations, so Snunis Livono is translated as a white swallow. Now, I don't know whether it is a white swallow. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? So how can Rav Nachman say, so Bishnei Simonim Toya, as long as he's able to identify an Erev, but even if he's able, why? Because if he's able to identify an Erev and he finds a certain bird, he says it doesn't look like an Erev at all, it doesn't look like a raven, let's say Erev is a raven, so maybe he can eat it, as long as he finds the Simonim. But maybe the limini of the Erev, he is only a boki in the Erev, in the raven, but not the kindred type of the Erev, of the raven. So maybe that's it, and the limini of the Erev also has to simoni. So the Gemara says, when Rav Nachman says that he has to be able to identify the Erev, he means not only Erev, the Erev and the kindred of the Erev. So he is able to identify. So in other words, if he knows it's not the Erev, it's not the limini of the Erev, so then it's all right. So, Elohim v'chol min Erev. Omar ha-meima hilchese eif ha-bo b'simen echo toya v'hu d'loi dos. So now it's if before the Gemara said, Rav Nachman said, hoyo boki bohem v'shme seyen eif ha-bo b'simen echo toya, only if he's a boki. But if he's not a boki, not. So, now ha-meima says hilchese eif ha-bo b'simen echo toya v'hu d'loi dos. So in other words, even if he's not the boss. Omalei Rav Ashla Amimah Hote Rav Nachman Mai. Omalei Leishmiyale. Rav Nachman said only if he's a boti. Kolei Malei Svirale. Mai Ike Mishum Peres Vozniyo Lesniyo Beyishu. So in other words, even if someone is not the boti, Amimah says, and we pass like Amimah. So if he finds a bird, if he finds a bird that is not Doris, if you see an echod, it's not Doris, so Mimele it's mut. But how can he rely on it? Maybe that is Peres or Osnio. It also has one cimentare. No, Peres and Osnio are not motzo in our Mekemes. What it means our Mekemes? In the Mekemes of Chazal. So why? Because Peres and Osnio are Lesneo be Yishuv. And they are only motzo be Ayam. Now, when the Rishenim say they are only motzo be Ayam. Now, when Rishenim say Ayam, it might very well have referenced America, because the Balamoye in Chodal Choy and Michse Sare, Daf Yud Ches, I think, Daf Yud Ches, Yud Ches, or Chof in Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemore that has to do with the international dateline. So the Balamoye mentions America, but he doesn't call it America, but he mentions it. And he calls it Iyayam. So in other words, so this Heter wouldn't apply to us because we live in Iyayam. So Peres Osnio is Motzu. In other words, when the Gemara says Namimat means in their Mekemes, Peres Osnio was not Motzu. But now Mekemes, Peres Osnio is Motzu. So Mele, it's not relevant to Aloche, this din of Hameima, for us. So Hameima says, if Abobi Simen Echot is Toeya, why is it Toeya? So he says, Brutally Doris, but even if it's Loy Doris, so there is a possibility that it's Peres Vosnio, but Peres Vosnio is not Motzu in the Mekemis of Chazal, it's not Motzu in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Motzu in Bovel, maybe it's not even Motzu in Europe, because Rishenim, they live in Europe and they mention their din. So in other words, so it's not Motzu. Now, what does it mean? So there is a machlikes between Rashi and Tesis. What does it mean, Vahani Milley Doris? So if Abobi Simen Echotoya, Vafilein Boki Bohem Vishmeseyem, Dloi Hashin on Dilme Peres Vosni Yoei, Kim Foshle Kamei, Dloi Shriche Be Yishuv, Elo Bimit Boris, Vahane Mile Dloi Doris, Kim Ashkechinon Be Simen Echot Mazikinon Be Toya, Kol Kamed Dloi Hazin Oli Doris. So how does Rashi explain Vahane Mile Dloi Doris? Not Dloi Doris that we know, we are absolutely certain. There is absolute proof beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's not an Ederis. In other words, Halimili Doris is, we didn't see him Deris. As long as we didn't see him Deris. But if we did see him Deris, so then it's awesome. This is how Rashi explains. So, but for Rashi, so when Rashi says, Hilches Eif Abo B'Simen Echot Toer, so what does it mean B'Simen Echot? Now we have two simonitare. We have three organic simonitare, and we have one functional simonitare. Any day race. So according to Rashi, Namema says, Hilchas Eif Abo B'Simenechot Toer, it means Eif Abo B'Simenechot of the organic simonitare. Let's say Kokoboni Nikla for Zefek or Ezba Yisero. So if we find a bird and it has one of the three organics, Simone Tare, so it's Toya. Vehu, the Loi Doris. If we didn't see this new bird that he found being Deris, but suppose he saw that this bird is a Deris, even though it has a Simone Tare, an organic Simone Tare, in addition, and not really, I mean, so it has. It is, if it is a day race, so if it is a day race, so they're not. So then we cannot hear it. Why? Because if it is a day race, so he says, Rikosh, now let's see the thesis. Woodley does. Pirish Bikundreskin Mishkachas by Simon Echot. Marzikin ole bitoya. Kol kamod lechazin ole doris. Vikoshe amai toya. Shemo erevu. Sheyesh le shnei simonitar. So how can he eat it? Why? Because it has one cimentare. It has one cimentare. And it is, maybe we see one cimentare, and Erev has two cimentare, and it's not Erev, so maybe it is an Erev, because it's not Erev, and Erev has two cimentare, so the two cimentare consist of not being the Erev, and then the cimentare, the organic cimentare that this bird chose. So how is he allowed to eat it? So what is the teretz? What is the teretz on Tesis Kashe? That we couldn't be cheshish, lest it is an erei. It is an erei because an erei is a deiris. An erei is a deiris. I mean, in respect to this discussion, how can we rely and eat it just because he chose one cimentare and it's not a day race? So maybe it's an erei. Udas Rashi tzorich leima the erei is likely smuke mishum the erei have a day race. The erei have a day race. So that is the teretz. The Reb Chaim says, "Anti is kashi." Anyway, this is taste. This is Rashi's pshat. So according to Rashi, when a Neima says Hilchas Seif Habobi Simenechot Toei V'hud L'idori, so it means Seif Habobi Simenechot is Simenechot Begufei, an organic cementari. And V'hud L'idori is that we didn't see that he's a Deiris. That we didn't see that he's a Deiris. So in other words, so then it is Toei. But we should be Cheshish, maybe it's Peres. Maybe it's Peres V'Oznio. So he says, no, Peres V'Oznio is Lesnaya B'Yishu. Peres V'Oznio is Lesnaya B'Yishu. Alright, now Teisves is Masik. Because Shamai Toya Shemo Erebu, Sheyesh Lishnei Simonitari. Ve'id Mashma, the Abbe Peres V'Oznio Shriha B'Yishu, Abbe Misapkebu, Vamai, Kivni Mazikinem Budenetiris, Vinirali, the Hudeli Doris, Kileima Be'isi Simonechot, Haine Denetiris, the Sulekeli Svuke, Eloi Peres V'Oznio, Vilishriha B'Yishu, Abbe Moyaderis, Hatnani Fadiristam. So Teisves is Chilik on Rashi, and Teisves says that the Pshat in the Gemara in Amema, Vudli Doris, doesn't mean in addition to an organic cementare, so we didn't see in Deris. That Vudli Doris, when do we say that Teif HaBobi Simenechot Toyeir, if the Simenechot Toyeir manifests itself in the functional cementare, in Loidoris, Masheikei, if the Simenechot manifests itself in an organic, cementare, so then we're not allowed to eat it. Now, again, Reb Chaim, the kasha is raised against Teisves. Now, Teisves says that Ameimar is only matter b'achile if the simenechot consists of lidos. But if the simenechot consists of another cementare, of the organic cementare, so then it's also lochle. But the question is, Peres V'Oznio. Now, so according to Teisves, so the only two Pishleim, if Teisves had agreed with the Shita of Avraham Meshi Barab Yesei, then it wouldn't be difficult. But Teisves is Chelikan and the Girs and the Shita of Avraham Meshi Barab Yesei. So according to Teisves, so the only species of birds spelled out in the Torah that have once with cementaries Peres V'Oznio, because the twenty species spelled out in the Torah have three simonitari. So and Erev has two simonitari. So the only birds species of Erev's name spelled out in the Torah that have only one cementari is Peres. And Peres V'Oznio. And Peres V'Oznio is Lishricha B'Yishuv. So why does Teisves say that according to Ameima only if the cementari consists of lidoris, even if the cementari consists of zefek or kokovani niklaf or of esba yiseiro, so since we see only one cementari, so it should be muter, because it couldn't be one of the 20 species, because the 20 species have three simonitari. It couldn't be Erev, because Erev has two simonitari. So it could be either Peres or Oznio. But Peres or Oznio is Lishricha B'Yishu. Lishricha B'Yishu. So why does Teisves say that according to Amina, only the simonitari consists of Loidoris, even if it consists of the organic simonitari? It should also be Mutabachile. So again, Reb Chaim says here, and he says, but we have to say that. So, Ushitas Ateisves Koshe, the Behol Hatzinen Oyolon Litaya, Kiven, the Peres V'Oznio is Shechabi Yishuv, the Sulek Gabon Tmeim Sheyub Nechatzimone, the Tzorech Leima, the Ragze Hamin Sheinidele Sud Mishriya Bishuv, Avalasheni, Shemi Peres V'Oznio, Shriya Bishuv, Ulhoche, Hudelimitarinon Ragbi Lidos, because the Gemara says that Peres V'Oznio, so each one of the two has one cementare. But the cementare possessed by Peres is not the same cementare possessed by Oznio. So Mimele, in other words, one of the two is Lishricha the issue. But the other two, we don't know which. So with the other two, so Ishricha the issue. Either Peres Ishricha the issue or Oznio Ishricha the issue. We don't know which. So which one is Sad. Now, one of the two has the cementare. Peres has one cementare, and Oznio has one cementare. So one of the two has a functional cementare, and the other one of the two has an organic cementare. So the one that is Lishricha B'Yishuv is the one that Rabbi Yishuv is the loy Doris species, and the Doris species is Rabbi Yishuv. So that's why if we find a bird that has the functional cementare, the loy doris species, and that's loy shrecha b'yishuv, so we cannot differentiate that this bird that he found in Bovel, he found in Eretz Yisrael, so where the loy, and it's a loy doris, it has the functional cementare of loy doris, he cannot differentiate. Maybe that's the Paris Osmio, because the Paris or Osvio, the Loy Dori species, is not motzo in Bovel, is not motzo in Eretz Yisrael. So, it's some other bird, some other species, not Paris or Osvio. So, Mimele, we apply the BNR. Masheinke, if he finds the bird that it has the organic cementare, let's say, Etz Baiseiro, Kukovani Niklav, or Zefek, so Mimele, we have to be chayshish. This bird that has the zefek, that has the one in Niklav, that has the cementare of Esma Yisero, maybe this is the Doris species, and it has the cementare. That is motzavish. This is what I have to say. This. Anyway, all right, we'll leave it here. Now I went over this Gemara because you couldn't know the dinim of Eifes Mei without going over the Gemara, but you should go over the Gemara and every Rashi, and also the Teisves of Yehuda Doris, and also the Teisves with the Sheishlem Zefek, and also the Gemara which is mostly Agalite, starting the Samagimul or Medalev at the bottom up to Tana Rabbanon. And then you should go over the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and also the Rambam. The Rambam is very complicated. There is a very long Reb Chaim, a very difficult Reb Chaim on the Rambam sheet. Right. And the Shulchan Aruch in the Simen Piveis, I just want to discuss the various shittas. Now, according to Nach, that's in the Mishnah. Now, there are two Gyosois. One Gyosa is the Gyosa we have, the Gyosa of Rashi, and Teisves, and that's called the Gyosa again. So, they are Geireis, Vinilat Minaya, Mao Som Tote Velo Yachlino, Nafkol Tote Velo Nech, Mikolchkin Fevechat, Teirchat. And then they are Geireis, Merde Eschim Vaboy, Vistmei Mavi, Efshad Echadi Kebanach Leke Bahamit, Vavush Nitzlat Boin Kiachot. So mire eschim vaboi v'snei mave vabo simon imtote hatre v'chule eschim mehem shleisha shleisha utrei beire. That's the gyrse again. But then there is the gyrse of Rav Rebeshe Barab Yisei the Valamoya mentions, and many rishayim agree with that chita, many rishayim. So they are not geris v'neilach minayim ma'osom tlote v'lo yachlino af kol tlote v'lo neicha v'kolshkin chedecha. They're not Geiris, dead at all. And then, in the other Gemara, on the base, so they are Geiris, Merde, Eschim Vaboy, Vishmei Mavi, Yevshar Echadi, Kebhanech, Kebhanech, Vavu Shisev, Vun Keachot, so the Gemara says, Dmir Eschim Vaboy, Vishmei Mavi, Ve'arbo Simoni, Plote Ise Bikule, not Plote Hadre Bikule, Eschim Mehem Shleisha Shleisha, but Plote Ise Bikule, Utrei Beirev, Chadi Peret, Chad Bozni. So the fundamental difference between the Gyrsa Sagenim and the Gyrsa for Rav Ramesh and Rav Yosef is that according to the Gyrsa Sagenim, so 20 have possessed 3 simonitar, and according to the Gyrsa for Rav Ramesh and Rav Yosef, so there are no ifest may that possess 3 simonitar, but Ploti Isabikule means that the 20 Eifest Meim, so each one
each one of the 20 species possesses one.
So, in other words, because altogether there are four simonita. Zefek, Zefek Yisere, and Kokovoni Niklaf, not Zefek Yisere, Zefek, and Etzba Yisere, and Kokovoni Niklaf, and the Nidiris. So altogether we have four. So Tloti Yisemikul. So three of these simoni, which three of these simoni are possessed by the 20 species? That's the three simonim begufim, Zefek, Kogboni Niklaf, and that's by Yisrael. Now, the fourth simon of any deiris, the fourth simon of any deiris is not possessed by the 20 species. It's not possessed. Because all the 20 species spelled out by the Torah are deiris. And then Eirei has two simonitare, but it's also deiris. So that means that all the 20 species, each one of them has one simitar, but they are all deus. All deus. So that means collectively, the 20 species possess one of the three simonitar begufa, one of the three organic simonitar. But the fourth simitar, that is not organic, it's not begufa, it's a functional, in the days, that is not possessed by even one of the 20 species called Aulalito. But one of Peres Vyoznio, we don't know which, possesses the fourth cementare, which is a functional cementare. So one of the two, it's either Peres or Osnio, possesses a cementare, an organic cementare. Now we don't know which. And the other possesses the functional cementare. But the 20 species, they all possess one of the organic simonitar. One of the organic simonitar. This is the shite of Rav Ramesh Bali. Now, according to Rashi, so when the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lei etzba yiseiro vizefek vikokovoni niklaf istoy. So it means, as long as we take notice of these three things, that a certain bird has the three organic simonitare, even though we did not make sure as to whether it possesses the fourth simonitare, which is a functional simonitare. So it's already toy. According to Rashi, so when he say Kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseira v'zev kavonei nikov toyer, so it means if in addition to not being a deiris, because the Mishnah says at first Kol if a deiris tomei, and then the Mishnah continues Kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseira v'zev kavonei nikov, so that means according to Rashi the pshat is as follows: if we see it's deiris, so it's definitely tomei. We don't have to inspect any further. It's the tomei. But suppose we didn't. So, suppose we inspected and we saw that a certain bird is not a deiris, definitely not a deiris. And then, and in addition, we notice three simonitare begufon, so then it's done. But suppose we notice that there are three simonitare begufon, but we didn't check as to whether it possesses the functional simonitare of not being deiris, then we cannot eat that bird. That kind of thing. So in other words, according to Rashi, the pshat of Kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseiro v'zefek v'kokovoni nikla is toyer, means in addition to any deiris. According to Rav Netam, it means Kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseiro v'zefek v'kokovoni nikla toyer, even though we didn't check anything else. We didn't check as to whether he's a deiris or not a deiris. But we checked and we saw that he has the three organic simonitare, so it's right. But then the question arises, now Rav Netam has the same gyos as Rashi, the gyos Sagemi. So Tloti, he said, Bikule. So how can the Mishnah say, Kol sheyesh lo yetz vayiseiro, v'zefek v'kokovoni nikla? Now maybe it's one of the 20 species, and each one of the 20 species called out by the Torah have three simone
have three simonitare. So Ramtam mentions his chiddush that is very, that is strange, because it doesn't seem to be in consonance with the Mitzvahs, unless we say that we just don't know the names of these birds. We don't know what a talif is, and we don't know what neshef is, and we don't know. But if we do know what they are, so then they seem to be deiris. And the Kohen, but the Kohen Ramtam, Ramtam says that the 20 species from the Alba the Torah are all enum deiris. Are all in theirs, according to them. They're in theirs. So in Mele, the Mishnah says very well, Kol Sheish Le'ez Vayisail, Vizefik, Vifon and Nikla, even though he didn't check as to whether it's a deiris or not a deiris. A deiris or not a deiris. So still, it is Toya. But, how can it be Toya? Say, since we didn't check whether it's a deiris or not a deiris, maybe we just check that it has the three or organic simonitare, maybe, and the 20 species have three simonitare. The answer is no. The 20 species per laurato have only two organic simonitare and one functional simonitare. So of course, if we find a bird that has two organic simonitare and one functional simonitare, we can't eat it. But if the Mishnah tells us, if we find a bird that has three organic simonitare, so then it's a raya that it's not of the Chodaladivist name, because the 20 species also have three, but not three organic, they have two organic plus one function. That's Ramtamshi. Now, so that means, so Memele it follows, according to Ramtam, since the Gemara says that Peres Vyoznio, so one of Peres Vyoznio, either Peres or Osnio, has the additional cimentare that is not possessed by any of the 20 species. And according to Ramatam, so all the 20 species possess two organic cimentare and one function. So since Peres Vyoznio or Osnio possesses what the additional cimentare, not possessed by any one of the 20, so obviously that extra, that additional cimentare possessed by either Peres or Osnio must be the cimentare of any deus. Must be the cimentare of any deus. And that's why Teisves follows on the Tam Shite. So Memele, Teisves says, in respect to this Gemara, Omar Ameima, so Teisves says that Ameimar is only Matia, and if Abobi Simenechot, if that Simenechot consists of Loidoris, if that Simenechot consists of Loidoris, why? Because why is Gemara Matia? Why is Ameima Matia? If Abobi Simenechot of Loidoris, because that could only be Peres Vyoznio. And Peres Vyoznio is Loish Shriach in our Mekemes. Is Loish Shriach in our Mekemes. So that means that the extra, the additional semen that Peres Vyoznio possesses is the one that is Loidoris. Idoris. So mainly if we find in Bovel or in Eretz Yisrael where Peres Vyoznio is Loish Shriach, so mainly if we find a bird that is loidoris and it has no other cimentare, it doesn't have his effect, and kokoboni is not niklav, and it doesn't have that extra toe. So mainly we say this bird must necessarily be toya. Why? Because the only other alternative is that this is Peres Vyoznio, but Peres Vyoznio is in America, not in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Bovel. So how is it that we found this bird in Bovel and Eretz Yisrael? It's not Peres Vyoznio. And if it's not Peres Vyoznio, and any other species of the Chodalet, it couldn't be. Because any other species, so have either three, or have two, or the other member of Peres Vyoznio, which has a cimentary, an organic cimentary. But this bird that we found does not have a single organic cimentary. It only has the functional cimentary of any day race. So it's some other mean, not of the Chodale Deifes. So Mimele, it's Muter. But let's say if we find in America, now there's a machleket reshenim about your, I mean the mekemes of the reshenim, as to whether in those mekemes, so the parents vazni shriach or not shriach. But if we find, let's say in America, a bird, and you don't know its identity, but we see it has just one cimentar, a functional cimentar, then it wouldn't be muter to eat it, because maybe it's peres ozlia. You see, that is teis v'shite. Rashi shite is. So in other words, so the strange thing about Rabbotam teis v'shite is that all the chof species of aphis names spelled out in the Torah and they are in theirs. It's muchach that they are in theirs in the Kodit Ramatam. Because the Gemara says, because according to Ramatam, so Peres or Ozlio that has the additional cimentare that is not possessed by any one of the 20 species is, so which cimentare does it have the functional? The any deiris. So that means that Eiris does not have the functional, and that the 20 species don't have the functional. So that was they are all. So in other words, according to Rabbi Tam, so now did I say that Rabbi Tam Shite, that this tasteless is in accordance with Rabbi Tam Shite, that the twenty species spelled out by the Torah. Is the 20 species spelled out by the Torah is Arinum Deosim. Arinum Deosim. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I mean, so that it was a slip of the tongue. Because according to Rabbi Tam, that the 20 species spelled out by the Torah, Arinum Deosim, that was a slip of the tongue, you see. Because according to Rabbi Tam, so when the Mishnah says Kol Sheish Leyez Ba Yisera Vizefek Vikokovon Yikra Yistoyer, so it means even if we didn't check as to whether it's a deiris or an enediris, so as long as we see that it has the three, that it has the three organic simonitare, so it's certainly not one of the Chodale Deifis Bey. Now the question arises, maybe it's one of the 20? So the answer is, the 20 have only two organic simonitari. And the third simonitari is a functional simonitari. Now, Etzba, so according to Rabbi Tam, since Peres Rosnium has an additional simonitari, not by possessed by the 20, and the 20 according to Rabbi Tam, so possess two organic and one functional. So Rabbi Tam couldn't say that when Ameima says that Hilcha say if Abobi Simayach Otoyer v'Hudli Doris, it means that if the cimentare possessed by an unidentified bird consists of Loidoris. Because according to Rabbi Tam, since Peres Rosen Yodi Gemara says has the additional cimentare, not possessed by any one of the 20 species, and the 20 species So the 20 species, all of them possess that functional cementare. So it couldn't be possessed by Peres Bosnio, because Peres Bosnio possesses that additional cementare. So on the contrary, that was a slip of the tongue. I mean, this Teisve Shite does not follow Rav Natan Shite. Teisve is the Teisve here. So true, the Teisve, in another Teisve, it follows Rav Natan Shite. But the Teisve here, Daf Samach Veis, or Medale, Behuda Lidoris, does cannot accord with Rav Natan Shite. Because this Teisve says, V'dinirali, Behuda Lidoris, Kilema, Be'isei Simenecho, Haile Dinedeiris, the Sulekel is Vukel of the Oibi Peres Oibi Osnio. And Peres Osnio has the additional cementare, not possessed by any one of the 20. By another 20. And according to Rabbetam, so the 20 have only two organic cementare and one function. Alright. So it was a slip of the tongue. Alright. Now, the Rabbi Gershon, so according to Rabbi Tam, we have to say that the additional cementare possessed by Peres or Osnio, that is an organic cementare, not a function. Now, Rashi holds that when the Mishnah says, a kol sheyesh lo yes by yisera v'zefek, v'kukovone niklaf istoeya, so it means in addition to any deres. So that means if an unidentified bird has the three organic simonetare, and in addition we took notice that it's any day race, so then it is toy. But if we just see that it has three organic simonetare and we didn't make sure that it's an any day race, then it's also because of the possibility. Maybe it is one of the 20 species that's spelled out by the Torah stone. Alright. Now let's see the Torah. Simoni Yoel, lo nisparsu al shepiris hakosuf, eifes mei muter, ubameshech lukim teiri meat mei, osu chachomim simonetar, vehim dalet vor, hatoyer eni deres, perish eni eicher, hoeif mechai. Now we have four pshotim in eni deres. Rashi's pshat is that eni deres means that it doesn't pick up the thing that the living organism that it eats completely bare. In other words, it holds its legs on that organism. But Rashi's pshat, Teisev pshat is was the two mentions. Pirush eleichel loif mechayim. Rabbi Gershon's pshat is that deiris means that keli eisev avia. If it grabs. If it grabs its prey in Bavya, and then the Ramban's pshat is that deiris means that it injects its venom. All right, but there are two mentions stasis pshat. And eich leiv mechay v'yesh leizefek v'et v'yiseyo v'kovone nikla v'yad v'afilu imen nikla v'elem ke yitnu v'yisey v'shemesh v'yishamim choshev shaper nikla avu imen nikla v'l'bisakim. So that's one of the sveikes that the Gemara mentions. ולחושב נקבע, מסופק, לפי חוכמי שמעתי חובדה לדי פסת מאים, המפורושים בפוסק, ומניין מודה לאחר כל איף שאינה מהם, וכל מי שאינה מכיר, אם ראי איף די רייס, ודאי תומי. If he sees an איף די רייס, so it's ודאי תומי. ואם אין ידע אם די רייס אם לאב, אם כי שמאמין נעשה על חוט, חלק אסרג לו, בייז את בויס לכאן, ובייז את בויס לכאן, אוי שקלת מן האוויר, ויחיל ויודו אשר דיירס. So in other words, that's in line. So the two first mentioned the pshat of any dayres in eichel et mechayim.
not the Rabbi Gershon pshat, but as a simen, he mentions also Rabbi Gershon pshat. Oy shekelik min avia veichel so biyodua shehu deres biyodua shehu deres. So it appears from the two. It appears from the two that the essence of deres consists in accordance with Teisus pshat. What's the essence of deres? In other words, the essential feature of a bird of prey consists in the fact that the bird eats its victim while it's still alive. But he mentions Rabin Gershon Pshat as a symptom of being a bird of prey. In other words, if a certain bird has the shows the ability of grabbing its victim min avir, so it's a raya that it has the habit of eating its victim while it's still alive. But the important thing consists in the fact that it's eichel oif mechayim. It's eichel oif mechayim. So, in other words, so that means that the two doesn't agree with Rabbi Gershon's pshat. Because you see, according to Rabbi Gershon, so the kilit min avir is the essential thing that makes it an evderes. According to the two, the essential thing that makes it an evderes, consists in eating the victim while it's still alive. But if it is kilit the victim min avir, so it's symptomatic of the fact that it can eat the victim while it's alive. Or shekel it na'avi aveichom yedu ashereitz. V'yimu b'ches kashen edereitz. V'yesh lo ye'echod megim lo asemoni. Eize sheyeh. Kosov ha-Rambam shehutoy. Now, here the Shiras Rambam. He mentions, you see, the two mention the Shiras Rambam. The Shiras Rambam is very complicated. So there is a Reb Chaim on that Rambam, and he explained the Shiras Rambam very well. Now, because according to all the other Rishonim, when Ameimah says Eif Abobis Imen Echot Toya V'Hud Lidoris, so Ameimah means that if one Simen Tare is established, so we allow to eat. That's the pshat according to all the Rishonim, except the Rambam. But Rashi, according to Rashi's pshat, Eif Abo Pisimen Echot Toya, V'ud Lidoris means, Eif Abo Pisimen Echot means, let's say, a Simen Echot Biguf, Zefek, or Kukvon Nikla, or Etzva Yisero, and V'ud Lidoris means, only if we didn't see him being Gideris. But if we saw him being Gideris, if we saw him being Gideris, so then it's Osa. Why is it Osa? Because the Mishnah says in so many words, if a deer is tummy. So in other words, once we establish that a certain bird is a deer, is a bird of prey, then it's definitely tummy. So here when Amima says, if a bob is simenecho toeya, it means if we took notice that he has an organic cementar, any one of the organic simonitari, Zefek, or as we say, of one in the club. So it's Toya. As long as we didn't notice the bird to be a deres. But if we did notice the bird to be a deres, so then it's definitely Tomei. It's definitely Tomei. So why? Now, Teisa says the Kashi. Woodley Dog is clearly the Kuntres, Kidmish Kachas, Le Simen Echot, Marzikino Le Bitoya. Kol kamod lechazino lididoris. Vikosha amai toya shemo erevu sheyeish lei shnei simonitar. So how can we eat it? Maybe it's an eirei. In other words, we didn't see that it's a deiris. So possibly it's an eirei deiris. Not possibly, but probably. Probably it's an Einedaris. We have to say that in all probability it's an Einedaris. Because if Alpidim, we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's a Deiris, and Kol Yifadiris is Tomei. So how could Ameima say that you're allowed to eat it? So since Amela says if Abu Bismillah Toya, so we take it for granted. It's not an absolute certainty, but we take it for granted that it's an Eidaris. Now if it's an Eidaris, so it already possesses one cementare of Eidaris. And in addition, it has an organic cementare. So first of all, the kashin is, it has two simonim, not one simon. It has two simonim. And then, why is Toyeya? And Erev has two simonitare. Now, this in all probability, we didn't see a deiris. So we take it for granted, it's not a deiris. So it has one functional cementare of any deiris, and then another cementare, Zefek of one iniklaf, or as we say, so it has two simonitare. It might be deiriv. So why? And Erev is motzu in our mekenes. So why is it muter? So the answer is, Reb Chaim says that, and the Mashor really pointed out that according to Rashi, the Erev is a deiris. The Erev is a deiris. The Erev is a deiris. So Memele, since the Erev is a deiris, since we take it for granted that it's an enedere, in addition it has an organic cementare, it has a zefek, or an ezbayisere, or kogubon a nikla. So mele it has two simonitare, but not a erev, it's a different mean, not a erev. So mele it's muta. So why does the Gemara say, so in other words, then the question arises against Rashi, the Gemara says that the reason as to why it is muter is because ma'ike mishum peres ve'azniyo is lishriche. So the question is, the reason is because it has two simonitare, and the only if tome that has two simonitare is erev, but erev has two. Erev is a deiris, so Erev has two organic simonitare, and this has one organic simonitare and one functional simonitare. So that's the reason as to why it's muter. And the Gemara says that the reason as to why it's muter is because Poros Ve'ezniyo is loishliche. So he says Poros Ve'ezniyo is lisnaya b'yishuv. So the answer is because Rashi doesn't say v'hudeli doris. Behudeli Doris, that we know for sure that it's Lidoris. We didn't see a Deiris. So then, Mimonev Shachit's Muta. Because either it's Dori, so we say as follows, that either it's Doris or it's Lidoris. Now, if it is Doris, then it must be Peres Ve'ezniyo. Because we only see one organic cementare. It doesn't have two organic cementare. Only one organic cementare. Now, if it's Loidoris, so then it has two cementare. Then it has two cementare. So, and either it isn't. So it must be an Iftoi. If it's Loidoris. Now, if it is Doris, so then it must be Peres Ve'ezniyo. Because it has one organic simonitare. And if it's Doris, so then it has no other simonitare. So, which Eiftome has only one simonitare, that's Peres Ve'ezniyo. So, and Peres Ve'ezniyo is Lishriach, so maybe we don't have to be Cheshish. So we don't have to be cheshish, lest it is Doris. Because if it is Doris, it must be Peres Ve'ezniyo. Because it has the cementare of Zefek, let's say, or any other organic cementare. And if it is Loidoris, if we can take it for granted, then it's Loidoris. Then it has two simonitare, one functional and one organic. So it's not Erev, because Erev has two organic simonitare, not one functional one again. But if we don't, there is a possibility that it is Doris, because after all we didn't make sure that it is loy doris, we didn't see a deiris. But we don't have to be cheshish that it's doris, because if it is deiris, then it must be peres vazniyot. So somehow it managed to fly across the sea and come to Bovel and to Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to be cheshish for it. We don't have to be cheshish for it. So mimele, it's muta. So it's according to Rashi's pshat, it's not muter on the basis of, in final analysis, according to Rashi's pshat, if a bob is simenecho toyer, so it's not muter on the basis of one simentare, but in final analysis it is muter on the basis of two simentare, but not erev, because erev is the erev. And the Erev has two organic simonitare. And here, if it is loy doris, it has two simonitare, one organic, one function. So, and what's the other possibility? A remote possibility. Maybe it is the Erev. If it is the Erev, so then it must be Peres Vozniyo. We don't have to be cheshish for it, because Peres Vozniyo is shriche. So, in other words, so why is it muter? Because we assume it's not Peres Vozniyo. The Pashtus Aloshon of the Gemara indicates that we assume that it is that it has one simentare and that it's muter on the basis of one simentare, but according to Rashi it's muter on the basis of two simentare, one functional and one organic. Now according to the Teisves says here, the Hudli Doris means only if that single cementare consists of Lidoris. So Mimele, then it is Toya, because Peres Ozniyo has that additional cementare of Lidoris. Because the 20 mini mefest main, so they have the three organic simonitari. And this unidentified bird has the functional cementare. So there is just one min tome that has the functional cementare, Peres Vozniyo, and that's for Shriche. So it must be another species, not Peres Vozniyo. So since it has that one cementare, so maybe it is muda. This is Teisvishit here. But the question arises. Now, according to Teisu Shite, why does Amima say only if the cementare consists of the functional cementare? But if the cementare consists of the organic cementare, so then it is also, since according to Teisu's Gilse, which is the Gilse's again, so the 25th May, spelled out by the Torah, have three organic cementare. Erev has two organic simonitare. So now, if we find an unidentified bird that has one organic simonitare, that is epic, or it has, as we say, or one enigma, it should be muta ba'achile. Because it couldn't be one of the 20, because the 20 have three organic simonitare. It couldn't be erev, because erev have two organic simonitare. So it only could be peres ozniyo, so is loishchiyah. So the answer is, so I have to say that according to Teisves, so one of the two of Peres Vozniyo is Leishriach in Armitinus, but the other one is Shriach. Now, one of Peres Vozniyo, so possesses the functional cementare. The other member of Peres Vozniyo, the other species of Peres Vozniyo, so possesses an organic cementare. So Mimele, only the species that possesses the functional cementare is Loishriach in Bovel in Eretz Yisrael. But the species that possesses the organic cementare is Shriach in Eretz Yisrael in Bovel. So Mimele, if we find an unidentified bird that has a zepek, we have to be cheshish, maybe it's that species. I don't know whether it's Peres or Osmi, one of the two, that possesses the organic cementare, and that's Motsu in Bovel in Eretz Yisrael. But if we find an unidentified bird that possesses the functional cementare, and that species that possesses the functional is not motzu, and this has it, so it's another species. It's not Peres Ozniyo. That's Teisvishit.
Now, so according to Rashi, so the halacha of Eif Habo B'Simen Echotoyer means if we find an organic cementara in an unidentified bird and we didn't see it there, but we didn't check it as to whether it is there or not there. As long as we didn't see it there and we saw that it has an organic cementara, it's moving. According to Teisves, only if the cementara consists of the function. But the Shittas HaRambam is, he says,